Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport, the Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
Every game's tricky for varying reasons. Obviously, Blackburn are at the wrong end of the table. They're under a bit of pressure. Seems to be a bit of animosity in and around the club at the moment. But then, sometimes that's an inspiration for people. For other people, obviously, that aren't so strong characters, then they shy away from it. So we know and we'll expect them to be strong characters and come and do what they can to get themselves points on the board and to try and help the manager as best they can as well.
Almost 12 months ago, the alarm bells were ringing at Liverpool and a 3-1 defeat at Blackburn Rovers signalled the end of Roy Hodgson. Now to present day, and it's Rovers with the crisis at hand. And if Liverpool prove ruthless enough today, it's Steve Keane who could well be delivered his P45. Ruthlessness, though, is not a phrase you would have attached to Kenny's team this season. If they had been, they'd have been firmly positioned in the top four, but missed opportunities has been the story, and again, in the goalless draw at Wigan midweek, that was the problem. It's a concern that will heighten with Luis Suarez's 8-match FA ban now only a couple of games away from starting. We're yet to learn whether the club will appeal over that situation. The bright news today, the return of Steven Gerrard, whose goals will be utterly vital for the side should they be without Luis Suarez, and he returns to the bench after the ankle infection that he's been trying to deal with for the past couple of months. Liverpool give a start to Andy Carroll, who is up front alongside Luis Suarez, who could well be playing his last couple of games for a month and a half. Pepe Reina in goal, Glenn Johnson, Daniel Agger, Martin Skrtel and Jose Enrique. They're the back four, five, who to this point have created the meanest defence in the Premier League at the moment, conceding just 13 goals in 17 games. Midfield today, Stuart Downing on the right-hand side, Maxi on the left, Jordan Henderson and Charlie Adam in the centre. Andy Carroll and Luis Suarez are the two up front. Liverpool's bench looks incredibly strong. Craig Bellamy is on it. He's on four yellow cards. And many will have read the headlines today where Kenny Dalglish is bemoaning those yellows and maybe saying that Bellamy is a targeted man by match officials at the moment. But he's one card away from a suspension. Martin Kelly, Jonjo Shelvey, Alexander Doney, Jamie Carragher, Dirk Kuyt and Steven Gerrard complete the bench for Liverpool. Jay Spearing has now served his suspension for the side, but he's not involved today. They play a Blackburn Rovers team who are littered with injuries. Replacement keeper is Mark Bunn between the sticks. Now he's in for Paul Robinson, and Robinson's got a torn calf muscle. The last Premier League game that Mark Bunn started was the 3-1 win over Liverpool that day that Roy Hodgson finally left the football club. Now Jason Lowe, Grant Hanley, Christopher Samba and Morten Gams-Pedersen are the back four. Henley, Dunn and Zonzi and Formica are the midfield, and the junior Hoylett and Jakubu are up front. On the bench, Ruben Rosina, Radoslav Petrovic, Simon Vukovic, Nick Blackman, David Goodwillie, Josh Morris, and the reserve keeper is Jake Keane. We're assured he is no relation whatsoever. A thought on Jakubu, because Blackburn have been able to score the goals this season. They've been conceding many, but as far as Jakubu goes, 10 goals in 11 Premier League starts since that switch from Everton. In the last three seasons at Goodison, he found the net 10 times in 53 appearances. Well, Blackburn in the yellow tops with black sleeves, black shorts. Liverpool in all red. They've won the toss, so they'll shoot towards the cop end in the second half of the game. It's Blackburn to kick things off.
The game.
Agger, forward ball up to Andy Carroll. Lets it run for Suarez, who seems to be dragged down. Christopher Samba, the Blackburn captain,
yeah, he had, his hands
had a handful
him, Steve.
Of his shirt there. And the two, well, it's like a mountain and a very small person next to him. Samba giving away the free kick in a dangerous position as far as Blackburn are concerned here. Liverpool getting themselves the first set piece of the game.
Yeah, it was a silly foul, wasn't it? Because I think Samba just was going to get the ball, but you can see he had his arm. He's got a little A little bit of a flick on from Carroll, and Suarez, you know, timed his run well, and Samba adjudged really to be holding him off. He went down. It's a good, I tell you what, it's great range this, Steve. Not to get it up and down over the wall. It really is. And this early in the game, Suarez, you've got to try and hit the target. You really have. Is it Suarez or... I think it's Suarez. Yeah.
Luis Suarez. Free kick for Liverpool. Early doors. Oh, he's just missed the target.
That's close.
What a wonderful whip he got on the ball then. It flew over the top of the wall. It seemed to be heading into the top left corner of the net. Just a little bit too much height on it. A bun left it at the end of the day. That was a decent free kick job.
It just didn't... dip early enough, Steve. It seemed to dip late, and unfortunately it went over the bar. But you just want to see the goalkeeper, Bourne, getting worked early on, you know, and then we missed the target. But it wasn't a bad free kick, really. Free kick score, I suppose.
Yakubu trying to back into Agger, but Agger solid on his feet. And then Blackburn come back once more, but Henderson helps to win it back. Johnson finds a pass out to the right wing. Picking up the pace down that flank is Stuart Downing. Downing to Suarez. He's over on the right-hand side of the penalty area. Turns the defender in and out. Crosses one in. Strong one header in. Away by Samba. Might drop for Adam on the half volley. Saved on his line by the keeper, Mark Bunn. And the Blackburn keeper just about keeping it out. Some early pressure by Liverpool. And it wasn't the easiest chance for Charlie Adam, but he got it on target.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying about hit the target. It's not a good clearance from Blackburn. It's a good strike from Charlie. Unfortunately, he was down to keep his throat.
There's Stephen Nzonzi. There's a ball for left wing. Yakubu's in the box. It's rolled into him. Backs into Skirtle. A little back flick towards Hoylett. Oh, and he goes right across Liverpool's own penalty area. The defending being done by Glenn Johnson.
Done well
to be so wary of the threat that Hoylett was posing behind him.
It's good back here by Yakubu. One, good awareness. Now Hoylett carried on his run into the box, and Johnson snuffed out the damage and done really well, to be honest. Shows you Hoylett again. Causing problems, linking up with Yakubu really well there.
Now Maxi races into the centre circle. Outside of the boot, he finds a pass to Stuart Downing on the right-hand side. The overlap on him is from Glenn Johnson. Given by Downing to Johnson. His cross is far post on the volley. Suarez! He had lots of time to think about it, perhaps too much in the end. And he scuffs it into the crowd on the left-hand side. For a player of his abilities, he certainly could do much better than that. Cross wasn't bad because the defender had been sucked in, the Blackburn defender, and Suarez had some time to shoot.
Yeah, he was going back one, his body balance wasn't right. He should have took a touch because he did have time. It was a good move from Liverpool, it was a good play. That's a good play by
now. Liverpool down the right hand side, Downing. Can he pick anyone out? He's missed Carroll, and it's defended away by the Blackburn players inside the box. And came across the area really quickly from Downing's cross. And Carroll just couldn't quite get on the same wavelength.
That was better from down and one. It was real good, direct, positive play on the right-hand side.
Adam to Maxi. That's a turn better. In the centre of the Blackburn half.
Better.
Now, great vision from him. He's looked to the right wing, found Johnson immediately to Suarez. His shot is into the side netting. Much better from Liverpool. First time ball from Johnson. Suarez has peeled into space on the right of the penalty area. No accuracy and quite a tough place to shoot from.
It's a lovely ball. He snatched at it. You're not going to... You know, I think it's too much of an acute angle with the ball going to him in the manner that it's a tough, tough chance. That Steve, it would have been better to take a touch and see his options there. Suarez.
Downing comes down the right, nearly the 1-2 with Suarez. That defending, it breaks back to Suarez again. Carroll, edge of the box, lined up for the Uruguayan. He's inside the Blackburn box. He tries to curl it around the keeper, and he's missed the target. Really quick footwork from Luis Suarez. Had the Blackburn defence all tied up, but his final shot, which you thought would have come to him naturally, curved that ball to the left-hand post of Mark Bunn. Blackburn survived for the moment.
Yeah, he didn't shift it out. He shifted out his feet all right, not quite to where he wanted them. It missed by quite some way, but it's good skill. Good ball by Carroll. Linked up for the first time in a match. The build-up's not quick
Adam,
enough.
Oh, that was nearly a very neat pass from Adam to Maxi, who got in. Just behind the full-back position on the right-hand side, and he stretched the leg out and couldn't divert it into the area.
Well, that's what you've got to, you know, Charlie Adams is the one who's trying to see that final ball for us at the moment, because we're not doing things quick enough to get away from the markers, and they're keeping four back and two sitting, who are not venturing forward an awful lot. The four going forward can have a little go, but they're staying, they're not going past the halfway line, and it's you've got to do things a little bit quicker to get onto them. and they were not asking enough questions because of the lackadaisical build-up.
Liverpool pick it up on the right side again. Decent cross needed from Downing. He swung one out to the far side of the area. Grabbed out of the sky by Maxi. Great technique from him. And then play to Enrique on the left side. Back for Henderson. And Morten Gams Pedersen trying to get involved. But Liverpool now passing the ball around with some accomplishment.
What a ball,
put far post by Liverpool. Will it be picked up by Carroll? Oh, saved on the line by the keeper. Mark Bunt. Big stop. Second save he's made in the game. Carroll should really have scored. It was point blank, but the keeper took the full force of that one, and it remains goalless.
Good play, best move of the game. Real good balling by Enrique. I tell you what, Downing, it's a good save. You know, I think Carroll's done everything right there, and like, again, we've seen it so many times.
It's a cracking save, John. The second replay makes it look even better.
All through the season, that's what we've seen, you know, point-blank saves like that. And I hope we're not going to see more of the same today, Steve. Best chance of the game by far. And at least he reacted, Carroll, and down and done well. He got in from the cross from the left.
Out to the right for Liverpool again. Downing there. Carroll's gone into the box. Suarez hanging around on the edge. Downing takes it himself. Rolls back up for Suarez. Suarez across the box.
Offside. Offside. Offside.
Flags raised.
It's offside.
Doesn't count.
Offside. Now, it must have been Suarez, I think, Steve. Again, good work from Downing. You know, he's gone at them, and he's... Oh, what's he give us? A seat? Yeah, he's offside. He got it right. The linesman got that right, yeah. Suarez was right, and, you know, I think Andy Carroll might have been offside when it... So, yeah, no complaints there. But at least it was better, Steve.
Yeah, at least they put the ball in the net. Decision given Blackburn's way. Left-hand side of the Liverpool half. 0-0 here. 30 yeah. minutes played.
This is a better area for them to put the ball in, isn't it?
It's going to be Morten Gams Pedersen. Brings it back to where the referee, Mr. Jones, wants it taken from. Fortunately, he's not been involved in the headlines today. And there's quite a few Blackburn players up and around the edge of the box now. And Nzonzi, Yakubu, Samba, all in there. Ball flighted in, falls to Samba, back to goal. Turns to face Carroll. Tried to almost dribble it round him. By that time, Enrique had taken the ball from him and dribbles it out of the Liverpool box, trying to get away from Dunn and Samba. The crowd like that.
Oh,
and then it's
ball.
Played clear. And there's an opening for Liverpool. They're stretching Blackburn down the right-hand side with Downing. There's three in the Blackburn box for Liverpool. Prodded in towards Maxi. Maxi's brought down. Oh, he's
offside.
Given us a...
It's come offside.
Right, I was going to say he's given us a corner, but
no,
actually the flag had gone up for the offside.
No, I thought he'd give a penalty. But he's give offside to the. It's a good break by Liverpool. Crowd not happy.
Looked like a penalty shout initially, but of course the offside would wave that away immediately.
Downing again does well, Stevie. Cuts in and plays the ball, let's see. Oh,
he is just offside,
it's
John.
Marginal.
He is.
I don't think Maxi's offside. I think Suarez
well, Maxi's
is.
Not yet.
I think Suarez was the one. Let's see, was it a penalty? Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's got his toe.
Yeah,
and Maxi's gone down and he knew what he was doing.
There
but
as well.
Suarez with the offside position. It remains 0-0.
Nothing going right at the moment yet against Steve.
On this half, 32 minutes. Liverpool and Blackburn look to go in the break at the moment. Goalless. Throw down by Liverpool to Suarez. Dead ball line. Turns inside his man. Some Suarez magic needed. He's gone back again. Flicked it far post. And he's put it on the top of the netting. Seemed to be shaping up for a magical moment for him. Didn't quite work out.
That was a bit unlucky, wasn't it? Done everything right and he run out of space, to be honest. I think he tried to chip it far post, he was running for goal, but Maxi was there for if he'd got it right.
It's done. Swerves away from Carroll in the midfield, gives to Nzonzi, does well to shimmy off Charlie Adam, and then a ball placed by Dunn down the right side for Yakubu. Yakubu into the back of Agger, who's right next to his corner flag. He's rolled it over the line, Agger.
Not good defending, was he?
Wasn't he shouting at the linesman on this near side, but lost control of the ball on the dead ball line.
Yeah, the linesman's right. He should just put out for a throw. You know, he's tried to maybe be a bit clever, he's tried to flick it up and then volley it, but he ran it out of play for a corner. Needless corner, right on half-time. That would be a sting in the tail, wouldn't it?
Morten Gams Pedersen, who lined it up, he's been involved in a few giant goals in his time. Good dead ball taker, takes it near post and flicks in by Fulmeika, right on the stroke of half time. Morten Gams Pedersen, was a defending slack or not, But what we do know is Formica got a foot in there, and before Pepe Reina had even time to look behind him, the ball had nestled, and it's Blackburn Rovers with a big shot goal before the break. Liverpool 0, Blackburn Rovers 1. It was heading that way. It was heading that way.
I said to Steve, quietly, we'll score off this, and I got it spot on.
Yeah, John predicted it. He mouthed it to me, and I think such as the atmosphere around the ground, the work,
we're in trouble here.
The way Liverpool had started to play,
we're in trouble here.
It just felt a little bit like it was coming, and that was the case. And I think, has it been credited to Formica? I think it has. We'll soon
see. Could have been an own goal, Steve, but it came off a corner that shouldn't have happened. It was sloppy play by Hager for once, and it was a gift.
I think that might have wrecked a few coupons, John. Yakubu bundles off Agger, rolls it square for Pedersen, and then it's gone back to Pepe Reina. Reina clears it over the halfway line. Whistle will go in a moment, but Suarez still hasn't given up hope of an equaliser before the break.
Oh, it's not
rolls
a good
it
ball.
In. Maybe a chance for Downing across the face of the six-yard box.
It's an awful ball.
Stopped near side by Mark Bunn in the Blackburn goal.
It's an awful ball by Suarez. He didn't give Downing a chance, and as you guess, it's half-time. And you can't hear a pin drop.
Charlie Adam own goal is given us. I actually thought that
to be fair,
touch on that, but
the goal, you know, it was ridiculous. The corner was a gift, shouldn't have been a corner, put out for throw and it's not a problem. And then there's no one attacking near post. It's a good corner, but there's no one with any height. Anyone on the near post clears it. There's no one, and it's just gone in, it's just deflected. Rainer had no chance, and we are in trouble because I don't know where we're going to get two goals from at the moment. I can't see us getting two goals in a game in a minute. Steve Gerrard on the bench, you know, the one late, you've got Steve Gerrard on there and you've got Bellamy on there. Can they come on and make a difference? Well, if I was Kenny, and it depends what Stevie's like, I don't know, but certainly I would put him on for Henderson. You know, Henderson there has brought nothing to the table today. He's just doing little bits. He's not doing nothing positive going forward. He's trying to just sit in like a Lucas role. You know, he's got to be more progressive. We've got to have people get in the box from midfield. And neither him nor Charlie Adams done it that off.
Best description of what we've got here is flat in terms of Liverpool.
Flat. You can't see at the moment. Was winning the we could get a draw of it at the moment. You wouldn't back on Liverpool at the moment. I'd say that because unless Kenny goes in there and he starts kicking some butts, because they need kicking. They come out and they've expected to walk over Blackburn there. They just thought it would happen. They're not making it happen. And there's no real intent, no desire to go and win the game. And it's been far too easy to Blackburn. The goalie's had one good save. Other than that, you know, goal offside, which it was offside. Penalty, which was he offside. But other than that, you know, it's been very, very comfortable for Blackburn Rovers.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Downing on the right side. Liverpool start the second 45. Where's the atmosphere? Well, where are the goals? And the performance as well to match when Liverpool are expecting something today. Jose Enrique, him to Maxi. Now Suarez. Suarez rolls through for Maxi again in the box, tries to send it back to Suarez. And ball shouts. Cop end. It's gone out for a corner instead.
Don't know.
Not even considered by the referee, Mr. Jones.
I don't think it was. I think it is his midriff, Steve. Let's see. No.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't on the hands. I think at this moment in time, trailing 1-0 to the bottom club, appeal for anything.
Oh.
Ball goes out.
Wow, it's
for a
bitty, it's scrappy, it's
corner.
Horrible at the moment. Again, Liverpool put the ball out of play when they're in the 18-yard box.
Downing on the right towards the dead ball line. Can't get the cross in, closed down by...
Well, Suarez, it's a corner. Suarez there, Steve, he's got to hit it. He's took the man on again, you know, and he didn't need to. He'd done the hard work.
Everton level, Liverpool pressurising,
nice
Downing, fast stick, Samba tries to head away, Forster Skirtle volleys it over the top, and it's in, it's Maxi Rodriguez, far post, he manages to head down, and Liverpool are back on terms in the game. It's been a scrappy performance, but they really required someone to find the vital finish, and Maxi's the man today. Liverpool 1, Blackburn Rovers 1.
Thank you, I couldn't see that coming. Maxi, he's there, it's a good ball in to start with. Scales done really well, Steve. Put the ball back in to the 6-yard box. Good little volley, far post. Help yourself to that. Maxi's in the right place at the right time, which he's good at sniffing little chances out. That's why he's on the pitch today. And he's got us back in with a chance of winning the game, because he needed an early goal, Steve, the way this game was going.
Good ball by Reina. That's the type of ball you want, the ball in front of players.
Out to Skirtle crossfield, went in front of Maxi picks it up after a Blackburn player had lost possession of it. Played it down the line for Suarez, dead ball line, turns inside his man, crosses in, Carroll! Oh,
great ball, maybe, great play.
Maybe didn't throw the whole body in at that. Liverpool get another go from the right flank by Glenn Johnson. Johnson gives it back to Downing. Downing
lovely
crosses
ball.
In, Carroll again maybe, no. Headed clear this time by Grant Hanley. Out by Blackburn to Pedersen.
Better, no, do it quickly now. Keep the pressure, they've got to keep the pressure up.
Liverpool put the throw in, you can hear behind quicker. That's
a couple of good balls
saying.
In the box, wasn't he? A couple of good balls into the box there, at least.
Daniel Agger. Go forward. Suarez again. Suarez, hard to control, flights it in. Glancing header by Samba is backwards. And it's out for a corner kick for Liverpool.
I thought Carroll should have gone for that, to whether it crossed the face of the goal. He's let it go out for a corner. You know, hopefully, proves me wrong when we score off this.
Enrique from the right side, cop end, lifts it in. Suarez on the header!
Oh,
and
Steve.
He's missed it.
Steve.
To the near post.
It's a great chance. He's all alone, far post, he's unmarked. It's too easy for him. And, oh, you've got to hit the target, it's a goal.
I don't know, replay's back you up there, John. He's skewed that ahead a couple of yards wide left. And no one's
good corner.
Him. Enrique moves through two players, rolls it on for Henderson,
play
back to Enrique again. Push it out to Downing. Downing on the right edge of the Blackburn box. There's not much room in
nice
there.
Back.
Downing lifts it in. Carroll went for the header. It's gone for the overhead kick now. It's cleared from within the 6-yard box by Grant Henley.
No.
And it comes out to
no.
Adam. You heard John say no before he kicked it. I think that would probably sum up that it's not the sort of day for Adam to be trying those acrobatic efforts from 30 yards. That one didn't work. It was into the box.
No, you've got to get back out wide and more balls into the box. You know, it's very speculative. It's okay if you hit the target, but it wasn't sitting down for him.
Downing now on the right-hand side. Downing pressurising down that right flank. Turns, get a good cross in. Far side, Maxi heads it. Back into the
area. Who's there?
By Grant Henley. No one for Liverpool in that spot.
Great play.
Didn't
great
Maxi
play from
well.
Liverpool, Steve. Great ball, wasn't it? Great
Beautiful
header from
ball.
Maxi. It's a tap-in for anyone, and there's no one there just in front of the carp in the 6-yard box. Ah, drives you mad.
Now Liverpool take a
good
quick
ball.
Free kick. Downing down the right side. Suarez was fouled edge of the Blackburn box. Referee's come over.
Yeah, I don't think it was intentional, was it? I think he's just caught his heels, hasn't he, as he's run past the fullback, the young fullback. I don't think
Grant
he's a booking.
Henley.
I don't think he's a booking, Steve, but he's caught his heels, hasn't he?
Yeah. Free kick Liverpool. Henley just given the mirrors are ticking off there.
Do it
loads
now.
Of fans down here just looking at Gerrard at the moment. The cameras are out and everyone's having a look at the captain while Liverpool have got a great opportunity
now,
at the top end of the pitch. He's going to be brought on before this free kick, and surely Jordan Henderson.
I'd have thought so, Steve. I'd have thought so.
So one legend, Kenny Dalglish, asks another in Steven Gerrard to turn the game for him. And Gerrard, whose season has been littered with injury again, comes onto the pitch on Boxing Day to replace Charlie Adam and hopefully prove to be a real influential link for Liverpool between now and the end of the season.
Well, he's given the captain's armband to Pepe Reina, which is a great touch. Can he provide a goal straight away, Stevie, or will he leave it to Downing?
Gerrard involved in the free kick straight away. There's at least five in the Blackburn box for Liverpool. Gerrard, perhaps some magic. First touch. Oh, headed over the crossbar.
Should have been as well.
Maxi again. He scored with his last header. This one, well, similarly so, wasn't too far from goal, but this one he pointed upwards and over the top of the bar.
He got in there, didn't he? Yeah. Good free kick. It's just behind him, wasn't it, Maxi, unfortunately. Good free kick, though, Steve. Good free kick. Now, can Stevie
be the inspirational driving force to take us on and get these 3 points which we need, regardless of the scoreline at the moment.
Gerrard, midway in the Blackburn half, up to Maxi and then Suarez. Back to Gerrard.
Great
again.
Ball.
Oh, that's a lovely pass. Agger brought down in the box. Referee.
No, it's a good booking for diving.
Oh, yellow card for the dive. Daniel Agger accused of feigning that fall. And a yellow card for the Dane.
Well,
Sammer pushes him away.
If he has, let's have a little look. He gets the ball. Let's see. Sammer makes a challenge. Oh, he has. You don't do that, do you? Oh, he's not nowhere near him, and he's just gone to the floor, Daniel Agger.
No, not very good at all.
Better than that.
He appealed for it as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he's better than that. You got to cross your man, and if he hits you, then you go down. But no, that's not good, that. No, Steve. Desperation stakes.
Ball played out to Gerrard. He's lost it to Dunn. Dunn hasn't got a runner. He has to turn back on himself. Chasing over is Vucevic at Liverpool. Now have it down the left side. Goes Enrique. A lovely striding run to get him into the penalty area.
Excellent.
And they're covered off by Christopher Sammer for a throw in for Liverpool. Take the throw quickly to Enrique. And then back for Maxi. Men in the box, including Gerrard. Henderson has it now.
Far post.
To Johnson on the right. Johnson lifts it up. Far side, Suarez! Oh, he's headed it onto the top of the netting. Again, I think that was an ample opportunity from a Suarez header to be making Blackburn pay.
Mr. Target, as you said, Steve, it's a great ball. It really is a great clip, far post. And he's rose above everyone, and he's missed the target, Steve.
Ball given away. David Dunn tries to capitalise. Threw in on the goal. Still Dunn. Can Reina stop him? Well, David Dunn shot it wide at the end of the day.
What
shambolic stuff from Liverpool, and David Dunn had a great chance to make it 2-1 to Blackburn Rovers.
Threw it straight to him.
Weaved his way into the Liverpool box.
Should have scored.
Maybe lost his footing when he took the shot at the end. Gerrard out to the left wing. Cross in from Enrique. Carroll Shawley with the header. Oh, he skewed it wide on the right hand side. Unbelievable. Maxi scored with on before, but we've had a succession of other missed headed opportunities from Suarez and now Carroll. Carroll, big enough and good enough at heading. He should have planted that in, John.
Well, to be fair, Steve, it's not a bad header. It's just got inches past the post. Maxi's coming off for Bellamy now. Maxi's had a decent enough game. He's got the goal for us, hasn't he?
Maxi replaced by Craig Bellamy. And now Henley on the ball. To Pedersen and then the halfway line for Nzonzi. And finding a little bit of a passing spell, Blackburn here. It's been the oddest atmosphere today as Dunn tries to
chance here, Steve.
Behind the back line. He has the Formica, who slips when he takes the eventual shot.
Well, they've had a couple of chances, haven't they? A couple of chances. It's not over yet.
Anything can happen.
They might just sneak it the way we play today, to be fair. Come on, let's get a scrappy 2-1 win, lads. Come on.
Suarez, 25 yards out from goal. Square to Gerrard. Gerrard prompted in. There's Downing, saved by the keeper, Bunn. Not enough strength on Downing's shot. He tried to place it in the far corner with a diagonal shot.
Much better play, though, isn't it? You know, since Steve Gerrard's come on, he moved the ball much better, much quicker. Made the opening. I thought he might have been better laying it back to Steve Gerrard, but he had a shot and he was on target and half decent save. Blackburn going to make a substitution when the ball goes out of play, Steve.
Suarez now for Liverpool. Down the left line. Gives to Bellamy. The copper getting to their feet. Bellamy crosses in. Headed chances should be, but it's not. Headed into the ground by Downing and palmed away by Bunn. And again, a better header required. And missed headed chances has perhaps been Liverpool's story of the day.
Yeah, Bellamy's a great ball, isn't he? Really, it's a pizza delivery. And at least Downing's in there, to be fair. You know, it's an easy save. Well, it's not an odd. It's comfortable in the height and the direction from, but at least he got in there down, and it was good play from Liverpool. No, Craig Bellamy doing really well. He puts some good quality in, doesn't he?
Liverpool find Gerrard now. Gerrard in front of the halfway line. He gets across there. There's Carroll headed away strong into the path of Bellamy.
Run
left
of
edge
time,
of the
now.
Area.
One last.
I think the clock might deny Liverpool something here unless they find.
It's a penalty!
Oh, that's a chance for Carroll. Excellent crossing by Bellamy. Carroll should have scored.
Oh, it
top
looked like a blatant push,
by Mark Dunn.
It looked like a blatant push on Agger, didn't
has
it?
Pushed the ball out for a corner kick. Liverpool could have settled this tie there and then. Bellamy's corner, headed by Agger.
Oh,
cleared off the line by Blackburn Rovers.
Full time.
Whistle goes for full time, and in the final minute before that full time whistle, Liverpool were denied twice, and Luis Suarez kicks the ball in frustration to the top of the cop. Liverpool could have sealed that game right at the end. A chance for Carroll, a brilliant save by Mark Bunn, who again has been a keeper on fire here at Anfield, and then Agger with a header steered off the line, and Liverpool settle for just 1 point against the bottom club, Blackburn Rovers. Liverpool 1, Blackburn Rovers 1.
The goalkeeper's had a real good game. Not as many chances created, unbelievable, right at the death in the 96th minute. You know, two opportunities. One was an excellent save and one off the line. He's done really well to get that off the line, off Agger's head. I actually thought there was a penalty there before the shot from Carroll on Agger. But we don't deserve to win it, in all honesty, Steve. You have to say Blackburn came here, you know, loads of injuries, bottom of the table, and we struggled to beat them. You know, any other given team at the top would have, they'd have been lambs to the slaughter there. I'm pretty sure today away from home. But we haven't got enough about us. You know, we just haven't got enough about us. Whatever you say, whatever we do, call it bad luck, goalkeeping, woodwork. At the end of the day, another home game where we've struggled against. With all respect to Blackburn and teams we've played before, you have to beat them. They didn't have hardly anything. They scored off a silly corner that we gave away, and we just haven't got enough about us to win games like this.
And do you know what, John? Steven Gerrard comes on in the second half, and me, like everyone
really
else,
well.
Is thinking he could be the saviour, but we shouldn't be thinking he should be brought on from injury to
Absolutely.
Be the saviour against Blackburn Rovers.
Absolutely.
And actually, you know, he looked a bit rusty. There was pass a bit.
God, he's going to be really rusty, but I tell you
but
what.
But that's the point, isn't it? That's going to take him some time to get.
He looked a little bit rusty. He still looked probably our best player while he was on the park.
Well,
he was. I'm not being funny. You know, Bellamy came on and he was bright and he's breezy. I thought Bellamy should have come on earlier. I thought Stevie perhaps should have come on a little bit more earlier. But would we have still won? Who knows? Who knows? But it's another totally frustrating afternoon, and if we don't get in the top four, we don't deserve it. It's as easy as that. Let's be honest with ourselves. We love the club. I've kicked everyone around me here trying to put the ball in the net. We can't do it. Well, we've got ourselves to blame, because you have to say we're not good enough at the moment. We're just not.
First half of this game, we set the stall out in the wrong way, I'd say. The atmosphere was flat, the intent was all wrong, the passing was sloppy.
Everything was just not right, wasn't geared to a victory. You know, I think sometimes you look at Blackburn's plight and people think, they're there for the taking. And you wait for it to happen. As players, I've seen it time and time again in FA Cup ties where you play low league teams and I think it's there for the taking. But it's not, and you've got to give Blackburn credit. You know, they came here and they fought for the manager, who could be on his last legs, fought for the club, fought to stay up, you know what I mean? And we just didn't have enough to break them down. We was, to be fair, but we didn't do nothing different to carve them up. It was just so, another real frustrating time watching Liverpool. You know, we're still there or thereabouts, but we're going to struggle to get in the top four. We keep on doing these at home.
Post-match. That's the same story as what it has been after a few games. I think they did the performances more than satisfactory, enough to win the game. With a lot of chances, opportunities. So we'll just continue to do as we keep saying. It's a bit repetitive, but there's maybe a little bit of belief, a little bit of luck, as we keep saying. I'm sure the results will turn and more favourably for us than what it has been at the moment.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.